Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Lieutenant Jim Europe's 369th Infantry Band with the tune Memphis Blues. This is one of the very first jazz recordings ever laid down, and a nice march into the themed show profiling the music used in Ken Burns's 2001 documentary on PBS called Jazz. The critically acclaimed 10-episode documentary took viewers through a comprehensive history of jazz music in the United States, from its origins at the turn of the 20th century to the present day. Visually, jazz consisted of a slow panning and zooming shots of photographs mixed with the period movie sequences accompanied by music of the period being examined. Between these sequences, present-day jazz figures provided stories and explained the defining features of the major musicians' styles. The documentary focused on a number of major musicians. Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington are the central figures, but also highlighted musicians like Sidney Bechet, Count Basie, Benny Goodman, Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and John Coltrane. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from one of the central focuses of the Burns documentary, Kansas City, Missouri. And away we go, more into the rich 7-disc set profiling this important documentary. Up next on Neon Jazz, we stick to the very early days of jazz's beginnings with the Louis Armstrong Orchestra doing the song Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend such lonely nights. Oh, baby, lonely nights. Dreaming of a song, melody, memory. And I'm once again with you. When our love was new, oh, man. Each kiss an inspiration. Now that, baby, you know, long ago. Oh, beside a garden wall, when stars are bright and you are in my arms, baby, oh, the nightingale tells its fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, oh, in my heart it will remain, baby, my stardust melody.
That was a very instrumental step in the early evolution of jazz. That was pianist and composer James P. Johnson with the tune Charleston. James was a pioneer of the stride style of jazz piano. He was a model for Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Art Tatum, and Fats Waller. Good company. Johnson composed many hit tunes and was acknowledged as the king of New York jazz pianists. His influence and success is often overlooked, but his influence is all over the place in popular culture. His songs have been in many films over the years and continues to be. The Charleston was in Jimmy Stewart's 1946 film, It's a Wonderful Life. Another level of gratitude was James being donned on a 32-cent commemorative postage stamp back in 1995. You can stick that story in the mailbox and send it on. Nothing would be right in this very early examination of jazz without a shout-out to New Orleans. Up next on Neon Jazz is King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band with the song Chimes Blues.
Thank you.
was one of the most hotly contested musicians ever in the world of jazz and one of its very early key innovators of the craft, Jelly Roll Morton with the tune The Pearls. Born in the Faubourg Marigny neighborhood of New Orleans back in 1890, around 1904, Jelly Roll started wandering the American South, working with minstrel shows, gambling, and composing. He got to Chicago in 1910 and New York City in 1911, where future stride greats James P. Johnson and Willie the Lion Smith caught his act, years before the blues were widely played in the North. And then there's that little story that he invented jazz. More accurately, he was the leader of a musical style that bore the world many crazy characters. Now we move into yet another key figure in the development of jazz. Here's Mr. Fletcher Henderson with the song Sugarfoot Stomp.
Thank you.
That there was the best friend jazz could have ever had in its early years of development. Pianist, composer, and big band leader Duke Ellington with the song The Mooch. As noted well in the documentary Jazz, Duke was very close to his mother, and she saw that he learned music as well as he could as a boy. This persistence and oversight was very key in his development. Thanks to his eloquence and extraordinary charisma, he is generally considered to have elevated the perception of jazz to an art form on par with other traditional genres of music. Ellington called his music American music rather than jazz, and liked to describe those who impressed him as beyond category. And there you have the non-label description of Ellington's jazz label. Up next on this Ken Burns Jazz Exposé here on Neon Jazz is the early band leader and orchestral director Paul Whiteman with the song There Ain't No Sweet Man Worth the Salt of My Tears.
Like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem, shaking like a leaf on a tree, because I'm coming loose, my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my down and down he dragged me like a fiend, he nagged me. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba-da-da-da-da-da. Although I may be blue, still I'm through, I must tell him goodbye. Rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. So broken-hearted sisters, aggravated misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba-da-da-da, wa-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, wa-da, wa-da-da-da, wa-da.
Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, and I've got music. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I've got daisies, but they're in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, shucks, I don't mind him. You'll never find him round my door. I got starlight, and do I have sweet dreams? I got my man, who could ask for anything more? In fact, who wants anything more? Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ga-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I'm saying I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. Lord, I got daisies and they're in green pastures. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight and I have sweet dreams. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
That was one of the very early divas of the jazz craft, with Ethel Waters doing the song I Got Rhythm. She was a blues, jazz, and gospel vocalist and actress. She frequently performed jazz, big band, and pop music on the Broadway stage and in concerts, although she began her career in the 1920s singing the blues. Ethel was the second African-American ever to be nominated for an Academy Award. Her long and rich career was commemorated by her 1973 induction into the Grammy Hall of Fame. It all started with Ethel. Let's keep grooving around the early innovators and standards here on Neon Jazz. Here's jazz alto saxophonist and bandleader from the swing era, Mr. Jimmy Lunsford, with the song Four Dancers Only. King of Swing and another key innovator in taking jazz from baby steps to giant strides, Mr. Benny Goodman with his orchestra with the song Rose Room. The Chicago native Goodman and his bands launched the careers of many major names in jazz, and during an era of segregation, he also led one of the first racially integrated musical groups. One tale told in the documentary was this. Someone approached Goodman at one point and asked him why he let Teddy Wilson, an African-American, playing his band while using a derogatory term. Goodman shot back, "I'll knock you out if you use that word around me again." On the other hand, it was very well known that Goodman was a perfectionist and was seen as a demanding taskmaster. Many musicians spoke of the ray, which was Goodman's trademark glare that he bestowed on a musician who failed to live up to performing to his demanding standards. How about that? Up next on Neon Jazz is another key architect in jazz sound who will not get the ray, Mr. Count Basie, with an early tune called Lester Leaps In. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Lady Day, Miss Billie Holiday, with the tune Strange Fruit. Yet another queen of jazz, hugely key in molding the jazz craft into what it has become. Her vocal style was strongly inspired by jazz instrumentalists and pioneered a new way of manipulating phrasing and tempo. The song Strange Fruit was based on a poem about lynching written by Abel Mirapol, a Jewish schoolteacher from the Bronx. Mirapol used the pseudonym Lewis Allen for the poem, which was set to music and performed at teachers' unions meetings. It was introduced to Holiday by a friend who ran an integrated nightclub in Greenwich Village. She performed it at the Club Cafe Society in 1939 with some trepidation, fearing possible retaliation. Holiday later said that the imagery in Strange Fruit reminded her of her father's death, and this played a role in her resistance to performing it. The song is now a Billie Holiday standard. Oh, the artist's stories behind song. Up next on Neon Jazz is Gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt with the tune Shine.
Just because my hair's curly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style, cause I'm glad I'm living, take my troubles all with a smile, just because my color's shady, different baby, that's why they call me Shine. Thank you.
A man that taught the world how the jazz clarinet should be played. That was Artie Shaw and his orchestra with the early jazz standard Begin the Begin. Taking us out of this Ken Burns jazz themed show is the Glenn Miller Orchestra with the aptly named tune In the Mood. Thanks for joining us here on this special hour of jazz dedicated to the documentary that made the world understand jazz a bit better. And thanks to my good friend and show engineer and Neon Beat creator, Mr. John Christopher, for giving this show a pulpit to perform. Let us know what you think about Neon Jazz or give us some suggestions by sending us an email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.
Bingo, bingo.